Jesus forgives sins. As for Jesus, he went to the Mount of Olives. Then he returned to the temple complex around dawn. All the people gathered around him, so he sat down and began to teach them. The religious scholars and the Pharisees brought a woman they had caught committing adultery. They stood her before everyone and said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught while she was committing adultery. Moses commanded us in the law that we should kill someone such as this by stoning. So what do you say?" They asked him this question as a trap in order to find grounds for an accusation against him. As for Jesus, he bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept asking him, he sat up straight and said to them, "Whichever one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." He bent down again and wrote on the ground. When they heard this, they departed, one after the other, starting with the elders. Jesus alone remained, along with the woman standing in the middle of the courtyard. Jesus sat up and said to her, "Woman, where are those who brought the charges against you? Has none of them condemned you?" She said, "No, sir." Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not return to sinning." Jesus, Light of the World. Jesus spoke again to the crowd and said, "I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me does not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The Pharisees said to him, "You are now testifying about yourself, so your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered them, "Although I testify about myself, my testimony is valid, because I know where I came from and where I am going. As for you, you don't know where I came from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I'm not judging anyone. But when I do judge, my judgment is correct because I don't judge by myself. Instead, I judge with the Father who sent me. It is stated in your law that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. So I am testifying about myself, and the other witness who is with me is the Father who sent me." They said to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You don't know me, and you don't know my Father. If you knew me, then you would know my Father as well." Jesus said this while he was teaching in the courtyard of the treasury in the temple complex, yet no one arrested him because his time hadn't come yet. He warns the non-believers. He said to them again, "I'm going away. You'll search for me, but you'll die in your sin, and you're not able to come to the place where I'm going." The Jewish religious leader said, "Is he going to kill himself? Because he says, 'You're not able to come to the place where I'm going.'" He said to them, "You are from below, but I am from above. You are from this world, but I am not from this world. That is why I said to you that you'll die in your sins. If you don't believe that I am he, you'll die in your sins." They said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus answered them, "I am who I told you I was from the beginning. I have many things to say about you and many things I can judge you for, but the one who sent me is truthful, and what I have heard from him is what I tell the world." They didn't understand that he was talking to them about the Father. Jesus said to them, "When you've lifted up the one who became man, you'll know that I am he, and that I don't do anything on my own, but I say what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me, and he doesn't leave me on my own, since I always do what pleases him." As he was saying this, many people believed in him. The descendants of Abraham. Jesus said to those who believed in him, "If you hold on firmly to what I say, you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Then some of them said to him, "We are the descendants of Abraham, and we have never been slaves to anyone. How can you say to us, 'You will become free'?" Jesus answered them, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave doesn't stay in the household forever. But as for the Son, he stays in it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will become truly free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you want to kill me, because there's no place in your heart for what I'm saying. I am speaking to you about things I have seen in the presence of my Father, but you are doing things you have heard from your father." They answered him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were truly the children of Abraham, you would be doing the things Abraham did. But you want to kill me, the one who told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham didn't do that. You are doing the things your father does." They said to him, "We were not born as a result of sexual immorality. Our only father is God." The sons of Satan. Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, because I came from God and have come here. I didn't come on my own. On the contrary, he himself sent me. Why don't you understand what I am saying? It's because you're unable to listen to my message. The devil is your father, and you are his children. That is why you want to do what your father desires. From the beginning, he has been a murderer. He does not stick to the truth, and there is not a bit of truth in him. When he tells lies, this is a natural thing for him, because he is a liar and the father of lying. But as for me, I speak the truth, and that's why you don't believe me. Who among you can prove that I have committed a sin? If I have been telling the truth, then why don't you believe me? Anyone who belongs to God listens to the message of God. But you don't listen because you don't belong to God." The Son has existed since before Abraham. The leaders of the Jews said, "We're right when we say that you are a Samaritan and there's a demon in you." Jesus answered them, "I don't have a demon in me. On the contrary, I honor my Father, yet you despise me. I don't seek glory for myself, but there's one who does seek it, and he is the one who judges in this matter. I tell you the truth, anyone who does what I say will never die." The people said to him, "Now we are certain that there's a demon in you. Abraham died, and the prophets died, yet you say, 'Anyone who does what I say will never die.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? Even the prophets died. Who do you think you are?" Jesus answered them, "If I were to glorify myself, then my glory would be nothing. But my Father is the one who is glorifying me, and he's the one about whom you say, 'He is our God.' You don't know him, but I know him. If I were to say I don't know him, I would be a liar just like you. But I do know him, and I do what he says. Abraham, your forefather, longed with joy to see my day. He saw it and rejoiced." They said to him, "How could you have seen Abraham when you're not yet 50? Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, before Abraham came to be, I am." They picked up rocks to stone him, but he disappeared and left the temple complex.